was that they were not like us. But as a result of this ongoing communications revolution, your world really can be a neighborhood. So the ethical commitment that Dr. King spoke of, it's yours to live up to. Now, what does it mean to make of this world a brotherhood and a sisterhood? That probably sounds like a lot to ask of you as individuals or even as a whole graduating class. And I'm pretty sure later this afternoon, when somebody asks you that really annoying question, what are you going to do after graduation? I doubt any of you are going to say, I have an ethical commitment to make of this world a brotherhood. But you can change the way you think about other people. You can choose to see their humanity first. The one big thing that you can find that makes them the same as you, instead of all the little things that make them different than you. It's not just a matter of caring about people. I assume you already do that. But it's much harder to see all people, including those people, and especially those people whose lives are very different from yours, to really see them as three-dimensional human beings who need and want and desire the same things that you do. But if you can really believe that 7 billion people on the planet are equal to you in spirit, then you'll take action to make the world more equal for everyone.